for one moment. I'll understand your representative role. We have a Core 8 meeting just a few minutes past the hour, coming up to the 5 minutes past the hour, which is an extraordinary thing considering how many time zones some of us have gone through, flown through, and don't know where we're in. Those of you in your own offices and homes have a distinct advantage of this being the normal time for your AP RALO meeting. So excellent for you, and so far no coffee for us. We have in the room, just so we can read to the record, Azumi Azov, we have Jane Seng, we have Vivek, we have Hong, we have staff Matthias and Heidi, we have Fayoud, myself, Cheryl Langdonor, and I believe we have Pavan on the line. Is there anyone I haven't called to the record that is on the line? Hearing no one and noting with almost scarily good timing, admin coming into the room, we're now well and truly Core 8, and if anyone else joins the room, we'll record them as present in the record. Can I ask staff, do we have any apologies that we are aware of? I think pro forma we have apologies from our other vice chair, Les Allenson, and obviously anyone else's apologies that come in on lists when some of us manage to get power to our computers and look up our email, will also be noted. Fayoud, who's been very recently elected one of the two co-vice chairs for Asia Pacific Regional at Large Organisation, has arrived in Brussels and has arrived straight into chairing the meeting and being acting chair. So I promised I'd help him, nudge him and poke him when he runs too verbose or behind time. He looks like he's ready. Yes. Therefore, I'm going to hand over to you.
Good morning and hello, everyone. This is really great to have my opportunity to meet all of you face-to-face. Well, our ship in the past few weeks has gone, into sort of a storm. Now we have to pull it out as well, because our next meeting is going to be after 6 months, so we've got, some extra time on our hands to sort whatever we can. So, going to the next agenda item, I'm going to review of the action items from the previous minute for the next 5 minutes. And if you can access the wiki, the social text, you'll see that the brochure was the most important agenda item. And now we have our brochures out, and has everyone received copies of the brochure? Right. At least you've got 5 million copies of the brochure. We're going to be handing these out in the fellowship. We've been invited to the fellowships as well. So we're going to be handing it to the people over there and all the new people you can include. I've been handing these out to some people from the Asia Pacific region as well. Right. I've been talking with people about it. So let's start handing these out. Apart from that, we have... Another thing, great work to the ICANN staff and Pavan, of course, and all those who participated in the commencement process for this brochure. That's the only agenda item I have at the moment on the action items of 25th May 2010. Oops.
Yeah. This is Edmund. Just want to let people know that we did give out about 300 of the brochures at the regional IGF that was in Hong Kong.
Great. So, Heidi, would you take note of that? Right? So, maybe it might be useful to have a link here, right, where we're distributing in large quantities. If we distribute brochures, right, it should be mentioned where these were shared, so that we can at least keep a track of where our outreach is going. Yes, please share.
Just for that matter, and it's my error for not having looked at the AP RALO site over the last couple of days, but I've been reading novels and watching television. No, I haven't been doing that. I've been running from pillar to post with the ATRT. Are we going to have, or is there already, a link where we can download the PDF from our site? Because I think that's important, that we can say to general rank and file people we meet at a dinner or a cocktail party, here is the URL.
Yep.
You can download this wonderful pamphlet.
Yes, that URL will be, I'm sure, put into the chat room momentarily. Matthias?
It's also linked to the main at-large.icann.org page. There's a news item currently up on the main page, and there's also a link on the regional page. So I will just put the link.
Matthias, my problem with the news items is it's there for this week. Right? It needs to be a fixed link. The news items disappear. We need a fixed link. So it's a single URL that in 5 years' time, whatever version of this pamphlet we have is the same anchored space.
I think if you use right on the main, right where it says, so the ste.icann.org/AsiaPack, right over there, we can have it in the basic information because this opens up and, you know, APAC, ste.icann.org,
To argue with you, as is my wont from time to time, Mr. Chair, I think it needs to be there, but it needs to be on icann.org right up the front, because that's a URL that even I can remember at this time of day.
Yeah, we should have it on directly on the, like, you know, the main URLs, and so we should have it on the main.
Okay, let me just show you quickly where it is at the moment. It's on the atlarge.icann.org/APRELO. Then on the left-hand side, you can see a link saying Outreach Materials. That's where you'll see a picture and a link to download the PDF of the.
But version. Still, you know, we have to mention this as a, like, you know, a clear word. Yep, yes, Aidy.
Just a thought, the Google Maps that we currently have that show each of the ALSs throughout the at-large community, perhaps we could create another one that shows where the brochures have been distributed into what number.
Yeah. Well, you know, even on the ALAG website, if on the left we can have, like, these small screenshots of the brochures, all of them, Afralo, Apralo, Yuralo, right, all of them, so that anyone who comes to at-large can immediately access... Yeah. Irrespective of which organization it is.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So on agenda item number two, we have the brochure. Thank you, Edmund, for sharing the brochure widely with the community in during the regional Asia-Pacific IGF. And apart from that, does anyone have any other comments over the brochure?
Anyone?
Great. I'm going to be... thank you, Pavan. Yes, Sharon? Hey.
Just we do thank and we appreciate the offer of translation, but the new language services policy is that in order to have a standard across all languages, that we do use a language services for translations. So we will be translating that into the simplified Chinese.
Pavan, did you take note of that?
Yes.
Right. It's good facility, actually. Right? Time to, like, you know, give more work to the ICANN staff, yeah. Right. So finally, before I close this agenda item, are there any... Yes, Izubi.
And just minor thing, well, first of all, I commend that those all the works went to this very nice brochure. A very minor thing is about this graph. So what's this was my question. I'm assuming it's the number of users of the internet and stuff like that. There's no source and no indication. So if you could add that in the PDF version, that might be pretty scientifically good.
Yep. Heidi, can we note that comment from Izumi and have that included in the PDF version of the brochure so that in the future printings we can actually have the source of this, because definitely somebody might want to check out where these figures are coming from. Right, anyone on the anyone from the floor would like any other further comments? No? So agenda item number two stands complete. So now let's look at the other agenda items. We've already stepped like 3 minutes into the next agenda item, which is the discussion on the APRALO chair and vice chair positions. As soon as, it was just a short time when the election had ended and, like, our positions were announced and my term ends in March. But in the meantime, we've had our ex-chair resign, and of course there was a threat on that, and whatever his own personal issues. But he is completely resigned from Epiralo. And then next, you must have read the information about Leslie. Leslie has had a medical condition, and he was stopped by his medical team for an operation. So now I think we've formally received a resignation from Leslie as well. Yeah, have we? Not formally.
Okay. No, and writing from his hospital bed as he did first up, I read he said, obviously I will resign, not from resigning from AP Rollo, but rather from his role as vice chair. Right. So until we get, you know, paperwork as such on this, I think we're under extraordinary circumstances, and whilst we should be convening now the extraordinary general meeting that is needed to discuss this, I think we need to spend a couple of minutes exploring how we can best make sure we get best outcomes, and I'll be moving that we perhaps, even to the discomfort of those law professors in the room, look at look at not necessarily what is in the letter of our bylaws, but trying to get interim as well as bylaw specific outcomes.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl. From my personal standpoint, at the moment I'm really fresh to AP Rallo. There's a considerable amount of learning that I have to achieve, and then there's also a considerable amount of work I have to do participating with all the ALSs and the members of the AP Rallo region. I would still stand where I've had, like, you know, informal discussions with some of the members of AP Rallo, that I'm still in an overwhelmed situation. If I was told to, like, you know, continue as something like for the remaining period of time as a chair, that would be too heavy for me at the moment. So I would like to open up the floor to the members to have a discussion on how they would like to go about in the chairman issues. Cheryl, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think there's a two-stage piece here that needs to just be attended to. The discussion is important, but at the moment we are in normal meeting mode. Okay. We really need to stop normal meeting and to start our extraordinary meeting of AP Rallo and then move to this business. Yep. It is important. I know it sounds a little bit fussy, but for the matters of we're talking now, these are substantive matters. They affect. We have to look to our memorandums. I think we need to have a hard stop. So I'm moving that we close the AP Rallo meeting at this point. We now reconvene to the extraordinary general meeting of AP Rallo, and you need to just make sure the room is happy with that and those on the line.
Okay. As Cheryl has shared, we're going to approach the option of the extraordinary meeting at 7:16 a.m. today.
Local
time, Brussels. We are going to move towards closure of the meeting if all the members on the floor are willing.
Willing.
Yes, we have full member. We have full member presence, noting that all members have said that unanimously we're going to close the general meeting. And now I would like to request all the members on the floor that we will be entering the extraordinary meeting at 7:17 Brussels local time. Are all the members willing, or members on the floor, to move into extraordinary meeting?
Willing.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Unanimously, all members have agreed at 7:17 a.m. Brussels local time to move to start the extraordinary meeting, and we will discuss the management issues of AP Rallo in context of the election of the chair or selection of the chair for the remaining period or the interim period of the position that has been left vacant. I leave all discussion to the floor now. Thank you.
If I may, can I ask a clarification point from the staff? Because we have a rotating two-year appointment that are years apart. Can you make clear to all of us in the room and for the record exactly who's currently elected for what periods of time in what positions?
Uh,
Thank you. Now, Les was elected for a two-year period, started in April 2010. So the remainder of his term ends on April 2012. It's a two-year term for the vice chair position that is currently open. With regards to the chair position, the remainder for that period is another year. That period started in March 2009, and it will end in March 2011.
If I may, we regardless of the plans for calls for the normal form of electoral process that our particular bylaws allow for us, and noting that we have sufficient numbers to make alterations to these bylaws here today, which may indeed be required, it would appear to me to be an eminently sensible plan, as we are in a caretaker situation, to immediately shift the single validly elected serving officer to the longer term. In other words, our current vice chair now take up the two-year position ending when previously Les's, the 2012. It gives us some sense of continuity and a little bit less like we're drowning, not waving. We then have the matter of discussing what Fayyad has just said, which is as vice chair, he obviously wants to act in his role as vice chair, but as a one-man vice chair taking on the whole leadership, this would be fraught with danger and probably far too stressful for him. So we now need to look at how we populate the rest of those positions. There is a formal mechanism for that, and clearly we have to enact that formal mechanism. That formal mechanism takes time, takes a required amount of time under our bylaws. To this end, I would like to suggest that Professor Hong Shui, if she can be prevailed upon, could act in a caretaking role, either at the will of the meeting as a caretaker elect to the just as caretaker, or act as because she was a founding member, as was Izumi, she's constantly involved in our meetings. She's, to my knowledge, never missed one, including from her sickbed, or unless she's been in her sickbed. She has an extraordinary record within AP Rallo and in the ALAC, and I think Fayyad would benefit by having, in whatever partnership the meeting thinks is a good idea, Hong's guidance and as a caretaker relation. So I'd like to do that in two ways. Move that you take the two-year position formally, and if I can get a seconder for that, that can go to the books. And then secondly, open a discussion on how, between putting our call for elections out and those elections happening, we have a sensible, committed, caretaking relationship. And I'm putting forward Professor Hong Shui on that point.
I think the proposal from Cheryl is workable from my personal point of view. And definitely, if I've come in as vice chair, frankly speaking, I went for the election, and it did not matter to me whether I was for 1 year or 2 years. What mattered for me was to serve the Asia Pacific region in an important role and represent my region's ALSs and get more participation, something which I'm good in because I've had my experiences from the open source community extensively. Yeah. So I could extend that over here. And then, of course, the internet issues in our part of the world are fairly well neglected, I would say. And we constitute like half the population of the world. So like we have some serious issues which we have to take care of later. So that's my motivation in that. So I wouldn't mind moving up the ladder in the vice chair position, right, in terms of the number of months to continue. But then, yes, I would love to have Hong as our chair for the interim period. And this is my comment. Everyone, please freely share your ideas and comments over this before we actually go towards making a decision.
Perhaps we should quite literally, as we should be doing consensus, go to Hong and see whether I have shocked her to her very core and she's even willing, able or insane enough to take up the offer. And then I'd like to see, because we should be able to go by consensus to go around the room. So perhaps to go to a Zoomie and hear everyone's voices. Go ahead, Hong.
Go ahead.
No, it's a moot point. Are you willing or able to even do the role I'm proposing for you?
Well, okay. First of all, thanks, Cheryl, and Mr. Bourgeois for your kind trust, and thank you for putting trust in me. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to serve the community and the organization. Izumi and I was the two oldest timers for this organization. We spent 3 years from 2003 and 2006 to get the organization set up. I was the person who drafted the bylaw and one of the person who checked the legal issue. So I was checking the procedure just now to see how to handle this extraordinary circumstances. It is true, our organization, even though it is in a very healthy status, is now in a turbulence period with respect to leadership. The chair, which should be in the normal term, resigned suddenly, and the vice chair, the senior vice chair, also resigned suddenly. Mr. Bourgeois, fortunately, we have you here, and it's just been elected by the region, so we have very high expectation on you, young people representing the internet for the future in the Asia-Pacific region. So it seems this is a very turbulent, bumpy period. We need a smooth transition. So for that reason, I think I can take the sort of transitional role to temporarily take care of the organization and to serve the remaining term of Katriana. That will be a few months until next year.
Article 5.6.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you can be a lawyer now. Right. And of course, after that, I hope we have a full election to really follow the bylaw. As a lawyer, I truthfully believe in all the rules and norms, legal documents, yes. But of course, I defer the comments of the colleagues and regions to see if any objections to this temporary arrangement.
Yeah. Because I wanted to jump in to talk is that... Yes. Izumi is speaking. Yes, thank you, Cheryl, for your excellent proposal. And also, I'm more than happy to hear from Hong that my sort of longest colleague in this room to be very willing to take the leadership position, which is often, to me at least, as a burden. But to volunteer this important work is really welcome, and I want to give my full personal support to you. Thank you.
James or Vivek and Edmund, comments?
So my general comment is that I think Hong has humongous amount of experience in API role, and she will be definitely a suitable candidate to take on the role.
Good morning, everyone. ICANN meeting really helps me to keep away from this. This is Vivek here. So ICANN really gives me a break that I don't need to lecture. And it's good to hear lectures. So it was a nice lecture in the morning. We heard on a few things. So I do fully support Hong, who is a sense of a mentor here along with Cheryl. And even though, as I said, last 1 year she was not directly connected with Aprilo, but I see her attending conferences, meetings, everything. And I think all ends well.
This is Edmund Chong. Very supportive. And thanks for bringing this up and making the suggestion, Cheryl. And I think Raj on the phone would like to make some comments too. Raj, are you there?
Raj, you online?
Hi, yes, I am.
Hey, you.
Hey. Yep.
Yep.
G'day, mate.
Great. And I'm, as a former chair of APRL, I'm a bit sad to see that we're still in leadership turmoil. I seem to have set the precedent when I resigned to take over the position with ITOC, and it appears that it continues to be so. So, which is a bit of a shame.
You started it, Raj.
And I apologize for being the trendsetter. All I wanted to say was that, you know, I think it's time that we need to sort of sort out this leadership issue once and for all. I know circumstances arise when people have to step down for whatever reason. One of the things we did was, of course, expand the vice chair into two positions, and unfortunately, even then, it hasn't quite worked out this time around. So I would be happy to support Hong Shui and Fawaz taking this forward, and I remain at your service as well in whatever assistance I can offer. Obviously, I cannot take an active role to do my position with ITOC, but in whatever way I can support, I'm happy to do so.
I know, Raj, you're there with us. Thank you so much.
Can I ask you, Raj, is it possible... Sorry, I'm just leaning over against the chair now and he's getting worried. Can I ask you, Raj, with Les being obviously needing to focus on his own future, as all people who make decisions to leave our organisation undoubtedly are doing, can we see that you are the voting nominated person for the Pacific Islands chapters? Because we don't want to... lose the vote and voice of the chapter as well. And I don't think that would compromise your position in ISOC, otherwise every ISOC chapter person would be equally compromised.
Yes, Raj.
What I'll do is I'll ask the current board for their suggestions. See, the thing is, the Pacific Islands falls under my region, under my bureau. So there is a conflict of interest issue there that could arise, as is, of course, Australia and Pakistan and a few others that are on this call or at this meeting. So at this meeting, I would say, yes, I can reflect the specific voice, but let me come back to you formally on exactly how it's going to work out from henceforth.
So you'll come back to us with a solution, be it your name or someone else's. There will be a clear point of connection for information to go out to Pacific Island chapters and for any voting or calls to be responded to. Thank you.
Thank you, Raj. Will the staff please take note of this? And Raj will get back to us on this. Okay, Raj, just before we move ahead, can you please comment on the suggestion of Hong as continuing chairman for the rest of the term?
He'll be supportive of Hong.
Okay.
Yes, I did say I do support that. And I wasn't involved in the early stages, but I suffered with Hong as well for a little bit of the time she suffered. So yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you, Raj. Edmund, you have something to say?
Yeah, just one more comment. I'm speaking for Pavan here, but I think the ISOC Hong Kong as the secretariat would be looking forward to working with Hong and yourself.
Okay, great. I think we have Shiva on the line. Shiva, are you on the phone?
Might be muted.
Shiva, can you hear me?
Do you need to unmute star 7? Okay. If we can't hear you, Shiva, can you just type your points, perhaps?
Shiva, if you can hear me, we are discussing at an extraordinary meeting of AP RALO the issue, the agenda item about the selection or election of a chair for the remaining term from where the ex-chair had resigned. Okay, he doesn't have audio. So on the side, can you please take his comments? Heidi? Yeah. Okay, on the present floor at the moment, we have all members, and thankfully Hong accepting the proposal for continuing chair for the remaining term of the ex-chair. And from the floor, we have full consensus. Cheryl, we have your consensus
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
And you have my consensus as well, right? So may we proceed to take a formal yes on this?
Do not need to.
Okay.
Our bylaws say we should go for consensus, and if we have to go to vote, then we need to ensure it is only one ALS, one vote.
Okay. Okay, we'll just give at least 30 seconds to Shiva, if we can get his comment as well.
He's got it. It's there. Dialing in. This technology will be good if it eventually works, you know.
Yeah.
We need an internet or something.
Yes.
It's a good concept. I wonder who'll come up with it. Well said, Raj. Well said.
But Raj, then we have you to turn to. You know, you're our super tech guy, guru.
Yeah, and I'll be very soon out of a job with iPhone. I can just do that.
Siva did agree in text, so
okay.
I think we probably can just move to the acclamation at this point.
Okay. Floor, as we discussed this already, we have full consensus from all members present at APRALO extraordinary meeting. At this time, it's 7:36 Brussels local time on the 22nd of June 2010. We formally declare that Hong Zhu has been selected/elected as the incoming interim chairman of APRALO. And from this point onwards, I would like to pass on the mic and the chairmanship, now the chairpersonship, to Hong Zhu to please take forward the item of selection of the chair for the position from March 2010 to March 2011. Am I right, Heidi? Is that the time period for the vice chair?
From 2011 on. We now need to go into a normal electoral process for the vice chair open.
Okay.
And that's all we need to do. The vice chair open, and then the rest goes back into sync. But if Hong can't get that right, I've made a really bad choice.
Okay. Before I actually open up the consensus for selection of my and extension of my term into Leslie's vice chair position, I will leave this as an immediate agenda item to Hong. And
hello.
Yes, yes.
Hello, Shiva.
Hi, Shiva.
Hi. Hi, Thomas. Hi, Heidi. I'll be on video.
Okay, thank you, Shiva.
Thank you, Shiva. We've noted that. Thank you so much. So I pass on the chairpersonship to Hong. And now, Hong, you are my chair and APRALO's chair with full member consensus. Right, the flow, the whole control of the meeting is now to you, and I'm a regular member.
Let me complete what Fouad forgot. It is 7:40 local time, Brussels.
Okay, so there's more precise and lawyers. It's like a World Cup. We were counting times. Oh, Mr. Pujibai, I assume you should continue to chair the meeting because next agenda item is actually update from Brussels. I was not here for the past 3 days. Right, yeah. So I hand over to you.
So it's 7:41 Brussels. Fault takes over.
Vivek, stop it. You're a bad man. Bad, bad, bad man. Madam Chair, I will need to leave the room in a moment or two to go to fellowship, which I know you're very supportive of, so you'll want me to be there on time. Just to say, we do have an ability to to ensure that we enshrine Fayyad's position into the two-year one. That hasn't been formalised, but my vote, so it is on the record, is for that, and I'm moving that. So my support for that should be recorded and me as mover of the motion. Don't think you need to hear me speak to it again, though.
Absolutely, on the record now. Right. So I assume you should continue to do the chair of the meeting, yeah. Yes, I do think so. Right, for the record. Right.
For the record, our chairperson, Hong Su, wants me to continue the meeting. What is your suggestion that should we discuss the agenda item for moving my position into 2 years and take full consensus on that, and then we end the extraordinary meeting for 3 minutes, have coffee, and go back to discussing the rest of the agenda items in the general meeting agenda?
Well, sure. Okay, we can actually talk about this issue right now, if everybody is okay with that. All right. Well, according to the bylaw, there's no such a shifting procedure. But of course, we can have the innovative interpretation of these existing norms. I don't believe we need to call for another election on this. This mm-hmm. will be really not cost-effective. Well, we just had election and you were elected. You were trusted by the region, the local community already. So I do suggest we use the consensus model rather than going to another re-election model. Mm. So I want to hear the comments from the region, from the colleagues, of course.
Edmund? Your comments on the issue?
I'm good.
You're good. Okay.
I'm in consensus with Hong.
Okay. Vivek is also in consensus with Hong. Is
he okay with everyone?
Is also with everyone. We have James missing for the moment. Yeah. And Raj, what are your comments on the issue of me moving into Leslie's term and continuing for an additional year as vice chair?
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Is Pawan online? Yes, Pawan, the issue you must have heard
okay.
It?
Fine with it, no problem with that.
Okay. Shiva, if you've heard the suggestion from the floor, your comment? Yeah.
He is muted.
Shiva, if you're muted, please unmute and you can.
Yes, it's easy to type.
Yeah, I'll type it. Just type his decision.
As long as you're typing yes. Not that I'm biasing you at all.
Okay. Can you text what his decision is on this? Yeah.
Okay. Remember to close the extraordinary meeting,
won't you?
And then go back
to the other business.
Now my phone decides to tell me I should be somewhere else. Yeah, no, I don't have to shut it up.
See you in a bit.
Thank you, one and all. I will do my best to join you via the Adobe Connect.
Thank you.
My opinion is always noted. When it goes to some truth, another thing
altogether. Let's give another 20 seconds. He has to say yes or no, formally.
Well, I assume there's some technical problem to prevent him from typing and hearing and speaking. Apart from Shiva, I can see we've consensus. James just joined us. We are not talking about four, it's 2 years term.
Your motion.
We agree to go with a consensus model rather than to have another election.
This James, I agree.
Okay, thank you, James. Right. So Shiva, is agree or not agree yet? So we're just finally waiting for Shiva's answer. And then we'll create another agenda item and move it on the floor and finally close the extraordinary meeting.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, Shiva, we can.
Hello?
Yes, Shiva, we can hear you. I'm the yes, Shiva. The discussion at the moment is that it has been suggested from the floor that I continue into the term of Leslie as vice chair for the remaining period of time, which is 2 years. And with that, another agenda item will be created, which is my vice chair position, from which I'll be moving into the second vice chair position, which is like after this. So we did an agreement. Do you agree to my moving into 2 years of vice chairmanship of AP Rallo?
This is power, right?
Yep.
Okay. So Leslie's position is still that. That vice president will have a 1 year term. Is that what the implication is?
Did anyone get that?
I assume you need to reinterpret this issue to Shiva.
Okay, Shiva, I'm going to try again. As you are.
No. As of now,
The question on the floor is that it has been suggested by the floor that I take up the 2 year term that Leslie has resigned from. For the position of vice chair of AP Rallo, since I'm already elected, it was suggested that I move into that term and continue for 2 years. And the floor has unanimously agreed at the moment. We require your vote now, whether you agree to this proposal.
My question is, would the second vice president to be elected will have a 1 year term? Is that the implication?
Yes, that is the second agenda item. Once this is agreed upon, I will move into that.
Okay, I'll agree to that. No problem.
Okay, thank you, Shiva. So at this time, at 7:46, 22nd June 2010, in Brussels, the AP Rallo has agreed in an extraordinary meeting to push me up the vice chairmanship ladder from 1 year into 2 years. So thank you very much. With Fawad Bajwa, that is me, moving up the time ladder of vice chairmanship of AP Rallo into 2 years, my position as vice chair of AP Rallo for the continuing term of the ex-vice chair for a period of 1 year from March 2010 to March 2011 is now open for selection/election of a vice chair. So once again, this is our final extraordinary meeting agenda item, and I leave it upon the floor to decide upon how they would like to move with this agenda item. There were three contestants in the election, Leslie, me, and Shiva. Leslie, of course, got the most votes and became the ex-vice chair for a term period of 2 years of AP Rallo. And then me, of course, became the ex-vice chair for a period of 1 year on the continuing term of the ex-ex-vice chair. And now, since I've moved up the time ladder, and now I am the vice chair for the remaining 2 years time period of Leslie's term, this position is available, and I don't know how we can, there's no particular recommendation in the operating principles, but there would be two ways of looking at this. There would be like Shiva was there, he also received some votes, right? He was a runner-up. But at the same time, I don't know how we can look into this. Would it be accepted? It would be really, I don't know. Should be there two people from the same region on such a position, or should we have someone else from the floor step in? This is now, this agenda item is now left to the floor. Please.
Paul, if I can make a comment.
Yes, please.
Raj.
Yep, Raj.
I do believe we need to go to an election process. It is a resignation that has been offered and accepted. So it does mean someone has vacated the position, and you really need to call for elections again for this position. That's my opinion.
Vivek?
I agree with Raj in the sense that since you're elected, it's only what you call it, extending the term to the other position.
Okay.
So the other one is not elected, so you need, I think it'd be a good thing to go for an election.
Okay. Edmund?
This is the topic on the other vice chair.
Yep.
We're trying to discuss what to do about it. I think perhaps do we have to make a decision this particular?
Not necessarily.
I think perhaps it's just better to send it out to the list and see if there are interested parties who want to serve as the other vice chair.
Okay. Izumi?
Yeah. I also think that it's a good idea to solicit any candidates who want to take the leadership.
Okay.
Unless we have some urgent need, which I don't see it.
Okay. James?
I support Emman and Izumi's point of view that we should circulate to a larger audience for nomination.
Zhang Hong?
Well, I agree with Vivek. I see a procedural issue here, different from the situation of Mr. Bojvar, who has been elected as a vice chair by the region, and now we're talking about only the difference of term of service. But now if we are open the door for a new election, we need to go through the procedure that's been defined by the law.
Mm.
So that's my concern.
Okay. Pawan? Pawan, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Pawan. What are your comments on the issue?
No, I think I agree with Raj that we should have an election about this and not agree on it right away.
Okay. Shiva, what are your comments on the issue?
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Okay. Okay, at this moment in time, at 7:52 on 22nd of June 2010, all members present during the AP Rallo extraordinary meeting resolve that the position vacant for the term 2010 to 2011 left open by ex-vice chair Fuad Bajwa, who is now vice chair for the term of 2 years, shall be opened to the AP Rallo consensus for either election or selection process, and a formal process will be started, consultation with the community towards how this position can be filled. So we have a unanimous vote on this, and so now finally we are coming to the conclusion of the extraordinary meeting. We have formally and officially selected our chairperson, Hong Zhu, and Fuad Bajwa, myself, have moved up to the position within the vice chairship for a term of 2 years. So if I have the consensus of all, I conclude this extraordinary meeting and we now go back, reopen our general meeting, AP Rallo general meeting, taking place on the 22nd of June 2010 in Brussels. Thank you so much, and I invite Hong from this point onwards to please conduct the general meeting.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bourgeois, and congratulations again. Okay, for the remaining agenda items, we need to be aware of the time limit. To my knowledge, ALAC is going to convene in 7 minutes. Yes. They were swallowing in. For the remaining items, is primarily about two issues I summarized that has been listed from 4 to 8. One issue is about the discussion at Brussels in past 3 days. Another issue is our organizational development, such as the future meeting plans. For these are all, both of them very, very important. But we must be aware of the time limit. Hopefully we can finish that in 7 minutes. Right, so shall we combine agenda item 4 with agenda item 7? Because it's about updates of Brussels meetings. We have Cheryl is left, unfortunately, for the other commitments. We have James here, with Vivek here. Probably they can give us an update on what they've been talking about on policy issues in Brussels in the past 3 days. Yeah. So you two.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, please.
See, we have 7 minutes. Shane cannot do this.
Okay, let me try to organize my talk a little. I think in the space or I assume I will be talking about IDNs. And in Brussels, there is a couple of things.
À Bruxelles, il y a quelque chose qui se passe, qui sont importantes. Une de celles-ci sera le processus de politique IDN du CCNSO. Il y a eu des discussions qui ont eu lieu hier. Et sur la base de ces discussions, je ne dirais pas qu'ils sont en train de faire... J'ai l'impression qu'ils veulent essayer de s'arrêter pour réviser, pour réexaminer comment on peut formaliser un plan à long terme pour la délégation des CCTLT. Inspiré par le processus accéléré, il n'y a pas eu cela n'a pas été sans encombre. Il y a certaines discussions, je ne dirais pas des circonstances. Oui, nous sommes prêts.
Although I'm being assigned to do that, I think it's at least another 2-3 years of effort, and not the 1-2 years that we were expecting originally.
Thank you very much, James. It's very useful and insightful on the PDP, IDN CCTLD. I have 1 million questions for you, but we don't have time, really, about a fast track, even for the synchronization. It's not being resolved, and it seems really not the smooth process. And for Professor, I know you've been here for 3 days. If you had heard anything about this trademark issue in the version 4 of DAG, the sort of PDDRP or something like that. Yeah. Give you 1 second to talk about that. very quick. Right.
These issues are scheduled today in terms of trademarks and intellectual property rights. In fact, I've been assigned to cover these things today and tomorrow. So I'll be more updated when I come back after a couple of days to do this.
Thank you very much, Professor. Now I'd like to move to agenda item 6. Hopefully we can finish discussion in 1 minute. That is review of the survey. I guess all of us have completed the survey, right? I file the survey on behalf of my LSS. So what is the feedback? Are we going to summarize the result now? So Heidi, what is your suggestion now? Matthias, on the survey? You have a presentation, right? We don't have the time. It's unfortunate. Probably you post your slides online, so we can see it. Oh, okay. So.
Pavan couldn't come in, so I survey presentation to the formatting of the ALAC regional leaders workshop. So we have like full awareness on that. Yep.
Well, that's really great. Okay, we'll use that opportunity to go into details. And Matthias, hopefully it's okay with you about presentation over there. The last agenda item is very important. It's about the monitoring program, about the future meeting plans of AP RELO. But it's really sad. We don't have time for that agenda item. We save that for next meeting. And we'll have discussion on the mailing list. Okay, so and for the record, we've moved that to the remaining action items. Okay. And any other issues from the committee, from the colleagues? Oh, we have still 1 minute. You're welcome to make quick comments. Yeah.
Well, my first comment is Hong, welcome to AP RELO in one of your old roles, I guess, right? Leadership roles, I would say, right? And I would like to thank all members to reach consensus on these very, very critical and what do you call it? Not easy decisions today, right? And I wish all members a successful ICANN Brussels meeting. Thank you.
Before we adjourn, I want to thank Mr. Bouchva for kindly taking the leadership in the AP RELO, and thanks all the colleagues, old friends, new friends, new faces, old faces. Welcome to AP RELO, and hopefully we work together very closely. So the conference adjourned. We move.